For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Hog Talk Podcast, live from the Sterling Soap and Roastery Studios, part of the Believe in Buzz Radio Networks, where you can hear us on 106.7 in Central Arkansas. All live shows are presented to you by Arkansas Brewing Company in downtown Ozark. I am Porter Hayes. Alongside me, as always, is Adam Hall. And we're also brought to you by Bet Online. Continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. And as soon as we get started, breaking news, Arkansas has landed another commit. Boogie just committed. Boogie Flan, five-star 2024, as we are going live, just committed. So
let me put up the graphics real quick.
Yeah. Post those. I mean, well, I had seen just probably about an hour ago, it was a Boogie Flan burner account. It said something about with a chicken emoji and a hush emoji. So, I mean, it's one of them things that we're seeing this roster start to build. We're seeing what's happening. And, you know, with Knox, now you had Z. I'm telling you, we're seeing what's going to happen. And we called it. We, you know, you get them on campus, you're going to talk to them face to face about what to expect. How much, and you know the question, how much of that money I'm getting? Because what we talked about Monday, Adam, they hear about this big bag. That's going to be their first question when they get in that office with Coach Cal. How much of that money am I getting?
I know. You know, that's a big talk, and especially hearing everything that we heard, you know, the $5 million, you know that's going to play a role. Yeah, the money's added to, but these kids know what Cal brings to them. And so I think the money is just a nice added bonus, because a lot of these guys know that under Coach Cal, I'm looking at the NBA, and that's obviously the end goal in this whole thing. So it's kind of the perfect storm with the money and with what Coach Cal brings to the table.
With everything we're starting to see, how much more, I mean, how many more commits do you think before it's like, all right, there's a lot more pressure on this team, just mm-hmm. like there was the year before last. You know, it was Elite Eight or bust. Granted, they made it to the Sweet 16. But you see where I'm going with this. The more Musk was with the teams in the Elite Eight to the Elite Eight Sweet 16, there's a lot more expectations. But now you have this NIL money. You have a guy like Coach Cal coming in. You have these recruits coming in. Look, even as of Monday, I was like, I don't know what my expectations are for this team because we don't see where it's at. Mm-hmm. We're just a few days past that, and I'm already like, look, you're putting this money together. You're putting this coaching staff together. You're putting this roster together. My views have already changed of, look, you've got now, it's leaning on that Sweet 16. You've got to get to that second weekend in the tournament.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know early on, like we both talked about, it was hard to see what was in store, but seeing what Cal's already bringing to the table with getting the guys on campus, getting the commits, he's not wanting that first year headache of building and waiting. He doesn't like the waiting game. So it's basically right now all in, all or nothing for him. It's like he, you know, hasn't missed a beat with anything. He just carries right over to Arkansas.
And he knows coming into Arkansas, that's the one thing, if and even a guy like Cal, even with him being at Kentucky, he knows the expectations. So he knows the expectations at Arkansas. Granted the prestige, and granted you're not the blue blood like Kentucky, but you're up there. He knows pretty much the same expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have the national championships. We don't have all this stuff going on, but the expectations are the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want Elite Eights. We want that vaunted, you know, that daunted Final Four.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cal gets this team to the Final Four in the first year, going to be bananas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's where, again, the more, if he gets a star-studded Kentucky class, everybody's going to expect Final Four. They're mm-hmm. going to expect an Elite Eight. And I know that it's not promised because they still have to play mm-hmm. with each other. But, man, I don't know. I think it's going to be one of the things where when these guys – commit to Cal, play for Arkansas, and you have the nostalgia of, you're not just going to be another team at Kentucky. You're going to be legends. We're still celebrating the 94 basketball team. We're still celebrating the 64 football team. We're still celebrating all these teams in the past. You could go be big in the NBA, but you can win a national championship here at Arkansas and be remembered forever. I mean, that's where this type of fan can make you legends. In mm-hmm. 1 year, you could be a legend at this school.
100%. And, you know, there's still the questions out there. You know, we had the talk of with Quaintance if he was going to come, and it looks like he's going to be a Louisville kid just from what's being put out there. I don't know if that's true or not. But it's one of those there's backup plans. You know, I think that this Somto Cyril out of Overtime Elite, four-star center, I think he's going to be a Razorback, just an opinion and what's out there. Not 100% on that, but he's also looking – you're seeing the portal guys. He's getting bigs in the portal, or at least he's getting them on campus. And that's ultimately what we need these guys to do, is just get on campus, let Cal work, let them see, you know, what everything's about. And the guys coming in this weekend that we have from the portal, you're coming in on a weekend that you're playing at home against Florida in baseball all weekend. I mean, Fayetteville's going to be buzzing, especially mm-hmm. with, you know, Boogie just committing, and then you throw in the baseball team. I mean, Fayetteville, the university campus is going to be electric this weekend.
Yeah. there was another one that was on there, crystal balled. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, yeah, you get five-star commits. I mean, you're putting together what you promised. Mm-hmm. You know, you promised. I mean, you just look at the money. You're wanting to come in here and change the landscape. And I think it's well needed, man. You've seen what Musk left this whole thing in with nobody was left on the roster. Mm-hmm. And you bring in a guy like Cal and what he's bringing into, it's again, a total week. You're like, man, different aspect on the team. It gets you very excited about the football team. And they're going to have a lot of expectations on their shoulders. They're going to have a lot to deal with because, mm-hmm. and can they handle it? Because these are a lot of guys that are just coming out of high school. They're coming from other, you know, that's going to be the thing that they can potentially get Sweet 16, Elite Eight, but you're going to have no returning starters. You're going to have nobody coming back on this team. Again, mm-hmm. where's going to be that leadership? One, you touched on something. That would be my second point. But one, where's going to be the leadership? Who's going to be that leader? And two, that you said that, the big men. Mm-hmm. That is what has just been the Achilles heel of Arkansas not going to those Final Fours and Elite Eight is that big man. Who's going to be, I mean, like legit big man. I know we got Big Z, but who's going to be that guy that's going to be a guy like Baylor, Duke, UConn, where they're just going to hold down that block and good luck scoring on them.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we've seen so far with the guys that Coach Cal's going after, with Cyril, even throwing in Quaintance. But you've got the Adu from Tennessee, who's coming, I believe, this weekend to visit. You've got Brandon Garrison from Oklahoma State, another 6'10", 6'11 guy that's coming in. So he knows, I think, that you're going to need potentially 3 to 4 big men at least. And, you know, over at Kentucky, you know, he didn't necessarily list anybody at center. He only listed guards and forwards. So you want guys that are versatile, but you want guys that are going to get in there and body somebody up, whether it's a rebound, put back dunk, block. And that's what he's looking towards because, you know, he knows what he's up against when it comes to the UConns, the Baylors, the other SEC teams. And so that's something that I think that he's always got. I mean, just look at his track record with DeMarcus Cousins and uh-huh. Anthony Davis. And he knows how to get the guys that are going to demand the ball and demand the presence on the court.
Yeah. And also, you're going to be a different type of ball. You're going to see a different type of play next year. You're going to see a total different – I mean, it's just where the landscape of college basketball is. You're going to see – think about this. You've seen the electricity when you've had Nick Smith Jr., Anthony Black, Jordan Walsh, all of them on the court at the same time. This could potentially take you back to – the 94 days, I'm talking about the electricity, just the atmosphere of Thurman and Corliss and Todd Day, Lee Mayberry, triplets. You know, it's going to be a totally different thing than what we're used to seeing when you put five stars on the court at the same time. Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is, I mean, I think that we're looking at, obviously, this is early on with Boogie Flan. He's the second commit so far. You know, Billy Richmond was also on campus with Boogie during it. And there's talk, obviously, getting the crystal ball. They want to do things separately. They want to do things on their own. So it may not come tonight. It may come tomorrow. But, you know, it's going to come. But these guys want they want their time. They want to be able to put it out themselves versus it getting leaked elsewhere. And, you know, that's kind of like the thing that we've talked about with Coach Cal and it getting leaked on coming to Arkansas. He doesn't like it overshadowing other important things going on. And I think that these high schoolers and even some of the transfer guys, that they want their time in the spotlight a little bit, which they're going to get. But, you know, I think that you're going to see that with some of the transfers You know, I know a big one on the board is John L. Davis from Florida Atlantic.
Yep.
And, you know, a 6'4 guard. I think he was the number one transfer guy listed in the portal at the moment. Testing the draft waters, but if he doesn't like the numbers that comes back, Arkansas is the favorite to land him. So there's another guy that's, you know, I don't think he's the mid-major that we were looking at under Muss. He's the mid-major that could have been playing elsewhere, and he just hadn't been. You know, he did his time, and, you know, he's ready to go to the league. It's just a lot of that comes down to the rest of the draft class and where you fit in, and maybe sitting out a year, another, or playing college ball another year works to your advantage. And he, so some of those players, they test that. And, you know, he's one that hasn't been too vocal and too out there about what's going on. There's not a whole lot behind the scenes, but, you know, it's one of those that I think there's a very strong lean. If he doesn't go to the NBA draft, we will see John L. Davis in a Razorback uniform.
Yeah. And you touched on it, the whole mid-major thing. I was going to talk about it, but it's like, you know, I didn't want to disrespect anybody who, you know, Muss has gotten for mid-major from the pool, because they've done really good things for Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It's just, you're going to see a difference in who he can bring in. And look, I'm going to say this. If they get a guy like this kid from FAU, but when you have so much talent like you're going to bring in, you get a Rajon Rondo or a Jason Kidd or one of these guards that just sits there, runs the floor, runs the offense through him, but it's more about getting the other guys the ball, really being that floor general. You don't see that too much often anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think if you had somebody like that, that's their role. You're going to be the point guard and you're really going to run it. You're going to be like a Kareem Reed, just sits back there, and you get somebody to buy in and play that role, they'll win a national championship. But just because we don't see that hardly anymore, we don't see that. Everybody wants to score 1-5. They're scores. There's not a lot of this down low presence other than like you're an a 7-2 Edie or the guy from UConn. You know, you go through him and you just let these guys just be athletes and score. You're going to have a lot more success other than you have five guys on the court and not one of them wants to be that floor general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's I don't feel like anymore that there's been a whole lot of that floor general.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Obviously there here and there, especially in Arkansas's past, we hadn't seen it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a while. We've got guys that, can score. We've got guys that, honestly, when they're not scoring, they kind of fade away. I mean, we saw it. I don't want to necessarily call out any players, but, you know, we know who they are that faded away or didn't step mm-hmm. up, or if they were out, we didn't have somebody step up while they were in a slump or whatever it was. And I think with getting these guys, that you're going to have that option. It's not going to have to be on Caleb Battle's shoulders every yes, night or exactly. Jamal Mark's shoulders every night. You've got guys that on a dime can go out and drop 15 to 20 a game. They're in a slump, next man up. We've seen it with, you know, the Devin Bookers, the Rajon Rondos. We've seen it in several players in Kentucky in the past. And that's what we get to look forward to now. And, you know, you and me have talked about this, obviously, but the people don't necessarily know. But, you know, we've had a few of Kentucky fans in our DMs as of late with things. And, yeah. You know, one in particular a night or two ago was talking about that, oh, we have to get these high schoolers because Calipari can't get anybody from the transfer portal. And I'm sitting here and I'm just like, number one, comment on a post. Don't slide into my DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Calipari wants to get the top high school recruits and then build around those guys with guys in the transfer portal. We've seen what's happened with just going and building a whole new team off the transfer portal. And like you've said, year after year, it takes longer and longer for these guys to click versus getting guys fresh out of high school coming into a new system. I think it's a lot easier for them to gel and mold into this system versus coming off another college coach's.
Let's look at this right here. You're talking about style of play and you're talking about winning championships. This right here is UConn stats for the year. Every single person in the starting five lineup averaged double figures in points. Yeah, your leading scorer at 15 points, then 14, 13, 13, and 11. Bounced. And you look at the field goals attempted. I mean, other than, you know, you had your top two guys that shot the ball over 400 times, and then your Alex Carabine, 386, and then your two guys down low, 291 and 290. But you see how well the ball was distributed. That's right. You five guys in double digit scoring. That's what it takes, that team ball. You don't have a guy that's just scoring 20, 25 a game. Look, you look at Battle when he was on that final stretch, he was killing it. But go back to like a JD Notte or a Mason Jones or an Isaiah Joe, Jalen Tate, these guys that were streaky when they were off, they were off. But when they were on, you could count on them to get 20, but they had to be on. You've got a potential. You get these guys come in, average 15 points a game. Look, you don't have to score 25, 30. You can come in here. You move the ball around. Let's be balanced. Get 15, 17 points a game. All five of you, all five of you is going to get a shine. All five of you have a chance to go to the NBA. Look what the product could be, and you can win. That's what it takes. Back-to-back national championships, and you see their top five scores or top five, their starting five is double digits in scoring.
Mm-hmm. And bringing up UConn, I know that there's been, I think, several fans that have seen different posts that we've put out there that I've put out on my own about a UConn recruit by the name of Liam McNeely. And he's another five-star, either shooting guard or small forward, I think, 6'7". And things that I had been told were that him and Boogie are really close. And there was talk for a little while that they were a package deal. And I know that Liam just went to UConn for his visit, and he hasn't committed yet. And there's some talk. Rumors, speculation that Arkansas is now in play with this or has been in play because of Boogie. And so I think that we'll maybe see some more rumblings with that. And it's a strong possibility because these high school players, they play with each other on Nike circuits, their travel balls. They play against each other because these are the, you know, top high schools in the nation. So I think you're going to see a lot of these guys that play together in these different circuits that want to team up in college.
Well, and exactly, it goes back to what I led off the show with. You can't tell me how many of these recruits, how many of these guys went to the portal because they heard where the Candyman is. Mm-hmm. Where's that bag? Every recruit, I guarantee you, they heard that $5-6 million in NIL money just for the basketball program. That perked everybody's ears. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. And there's been those rumors going around and those subtle, you know, those cryptic tweets and stuff, or quick cryptic X posts, I guess you would say now. You don't say tweets anymore, but we've all seen it. And I think that you called it, but look how many times, look at, you know, Nick Spitz Jr., Anthony Black, and all the guys that talked everybody to come and play together because they played, you know, they wanted to play with each other and had a chance to do something great at Arkansas, and they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a chance to come to Arkansas and get 500,000, you know, I mean, look, hey, we get 10 guys, you get 500,000 each.
Mm-hmm. It's,
I mean, look, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that bag. What else locally can you get?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a whole different world these days. You know, I know that, well, I don't know if this is true, but there was some talk with other recruits that basically trying to pit a bidding war against different schools. And, you know, Coach Cal said no. So, you know, that's one of those things that these players are going to try out. And Calipari is not going to just give in because you're, you know, a top 10 player in the country. It's one of those that you're going to pit a bidding war, go somewhere else. I'm going to find somebody in the, or I might have to find two or three people, but you're not going to come and demand X amount of dollars or demand a starting spot or whatever else with a coach like Calipari. He's not going to do it. And I think that's been proven.
Well, and it goes back to those boosters too. If you don't think other colleges and other universities didn't, you know, Arkansas set the tone and a new president for NIL, I'm going to go get my, I'm going to go Auburn. I'm going to get Yellowwood. They're going to go to the FedEx guy at Memphis. You see these teams that are starting to get these players and you're like, okay, who's their bag man? Who's their booster? Because that's what it's taking nowadays. And other schools are going to have to start stepping up. Mm-hmm. We've seen it. Arkansas was one of them. And look how the world has changed when it comes to the respect that Arkansas has now, when it comes to, we were the laughing stock of NIL. We started it. The first one to get a collective, we were bragging about $1 million collective as a whole university. Now we just got 6-for-1 program, 5-for-1 program, what be it. But that just shows you how the tables can turn, and mm-hmm. now other programs are going to try to play catch-up, especially if they see that Arkansas is getting 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5 stars.
And every one of these stories that are written about whatever school is getting whatever from whoever, it all gets tied back to John Tyson in Arkansas and what's just happened to the basketball program. Every single one of them, because I know, like we talked about on Monday when Memphis came out that FedEx was donating $25 million. But when you actually looked at it, it's $5 million per year over 5 years divvied out to all sports.
Yeah,
it's not $5 million to one sport. And then what John Tyson's done, you're now looking at the Waltons, the Hunts, Stevens, et cetera, stepping up to go towards the other sports.
I'm telling you, everybody makes fun of Arkansas. They think we're, look, my mascot's sake, they think we're a bunch of hillbillies. You know what I'm saying? Everybody always rags on Arkansas. What are you going to go to Arkansas for? But that's just, that is the perfect example of don't judge a book by its cover. You do not realize how outside of Arkansas, or if you're not close to the state of Arkansas, you do not know how much money is in this state. You just heard Tyson. And people probably don't know who J.B. Hunt is. I mean, they've mm-hmm. seen the trucks. But, I mean, those big three, are you're just scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of oil money in Arkansas. There's gas money. You get the, like I said, the Murphys down there in El Dorado. You know, they started that El Dorado promise, giving all the kids those scholarships and stuff. You don't realize Stevens in Little Rock. But that's just one in Little Rock. You don't realize the money that is in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You just see Northwest Arkansas and you don't realize what's on the other side of the state. And you're
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to wake them up, and if you really want to talk about waking a sleeping dragon, and you bring all of our assets to the table, we made that meme of Thanos with his rings mm-hmm. and all the people in the state. Look, I'm telling you, you keep making fun of the state, we're just going to take every national championship.
mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, too, is like the productivity, the end goal, obviously, of national titles, those things start falling, kind of like we're seeing here with the recruits, you know, getting that first domino in Carter Knox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start getting the first domino in other sports of the postseason, the tournaments, the, you know, getting Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, national title. It's one of those that you start becoming successful in these different programs. It's going to alleviate a lot of the money that John Tyson or the Waltons or the Hunts are putting in, because then you're going to have other people stepping up. You're going to have other businesses stepping up. And it's just going to add to that once you start getting, because obviously, you know, you've already got the track nailed down. That's never going to change. If, you know, baseball and Dave Van Horn get the monkey off their back and finally get there, you know, you're going to start seeing this just, it's going to explode.
Question to you is, do they go through with the renovations of Bud Walton Arena and take away seats, or do they leave it be?
No, I think they're still going to go on plan with the renovations. The reason being, I think, because you're going to start seeing these donors or high profile, high dollar people. I'm not going to necessarily say celebrities, because it's not necessarily going to be.
You're going to see
them in the suites. Yeah, you're going to see some courtside, but I think you're going to see more of that being in the suites, which is what they're doing, wanting to put a more premium suite. So I hope that the total capacity doesn't go down too terribly much, but I really don't know there. But I think with this, you have to at least improve the facilities as a whole when it comes to concessions, seating, restrooms, etc. You know, bring all that up. No, I don't think they should take away seating capacity, though.
No,
I think that they should reconfigure where the student section is.
Yes,
make the student section more prominent and in the opposing team's face. You know, that's one thing that Duke has their student section being over the top of you. And, you know, in a size arena like Bud Walton is, you know, you're not going to get that, but you can still reposition them to make them more imposing on the opponent.
Even if you put them in the middle, like you got them tucked in that, not even in a corner, because you got the Hog Wild band and the DJ, and then they're just like right there. It's weird. It's almost how you have the student section at the football field.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of tucked them in a corner, opposed to being more prevalent on the court. And I would even say put them behind, you know, because you want all your premium seats, of course. I mean, I'd put the student section behind a basket or something along that, right next to DJ Derek, you know, something like that. That way they're still a part of the game, but yet you're not giving away any of your sideline seats or your Euro per se.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's something, too, that would be probably pretty good to look at. Put them on, let's see, the whatever end the opposing team is on in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put them so that when it comes free throws at the end of a game, and that's, you know, one tactic I know the LA Clippers are using on their new stadium or their new arena that's being built, is they have what they call the wall. And it just goes almost, I mean, really high art, but all their fans, they're not allowing opposing fans to sit there. You have to be in Clippers gear to sit there. Like, their owner, Steve Ballmer's tracking who has those tickets. They're tracking how vocal and how live you are. But
like one of the same windows.
I mean, it's but they're making it to where it's going to try to be impossible for you to hit late game free throws, or to be able to hear late in the game, because the fans are going to be right there over the top of your basket.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's tough, because it's like you see all this excitement in it. I really feel bad that if you're going to take away capacity from a event that you're already filling to capacity. I mean, hell, that's the reason why we have Bud Walton Arena, is because they kept filling up Barnhill.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could get seats. And you see that, and it's almost like, look, hold them accountable for, look, if you're going to get tickets, you need to have somebody there. You need to have a commitment. If you can't be at the game, you need to have somebody be at the game, because that's so frustrating to fans when they see all these season tickets and then nobody's in the seats. Like, nobody's there watching the games, and then you can't get a ticket, but you see empty seats during, and I know, I don't think that's going to be a problem next year with basketball, but there's a lot of it that with baseball. People can't get a ticket to a baseball game, and then you watch the game and the stadium's half full. You know, I think there needs to be some kind of stipulation on that. Like, look, if you're going to buy these season tickets, have somebody there, or give them. If you can't be there, let's transfer them to somebody. Somebody can be on a waiting list. Hey, we have these tickets for this game. This person's not going to use. Do you want to come to a game? I mean, anything like that that can help out people and not just take away from them with the seating capacity. And then you're taking away, and then they still see empty seats.
Yeah, that's one thing that I don't know how well the ticket buyback or whatever, or I know that Musselman had the thing that they advertised that if you're not using your tickets, tag, you know, transfer them here, we'll get them to somebody. There just needs to be something in place. And I mean, especially baseball games, you know, those midweek games when you're looking at the camera and there's nobody behind home plate or hardly anybody down the first baseline because the corporate seats. I mean, obviously basketball is different when you're playing maybe two games a week. But, you know, we saw it, which granted, obviously the product you put out on the floor is what dictates a lot of that. But, you know, I went to the Arkansas-Georgia game in Fayetteville this year. And I mean, I'm sitting there looking at my watch, looking at the clock counting down before tip off and, you know, seeing not a whole lot of people in the seats was kind of, I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's when you start getting down to 10 minutes till tip off and you've still got half the arena, you know, kind of maybe filing in, you know, that, you know, you've lost some fans there.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. After the break, we're going to talk the baseball series against Florida. We're going to talk about a little football and then what in the world is going on with the women's basketball program. And are they going to be in this kind of the same situation when it comes to roster spots that the men's basketball team is in right now? Because as we're counting, I don't know if they have enough players on the roster to fill the team right now. But we'll talk about that after the break.
Attention DIYers and home improvement enthusiasts. Are you searching for the right tools and the supplies to tackle your next project? Look no further than Menards Hardware Store. With locations in Ozark, Alma, and Clarksville, our vast selection of hardware and building materials is sure to have everything you need, whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or building a new deck. Plus, our knowledgeable staff is always on hand to offer expert advice and guidance. And with our competitive prices and convenient online ordering, Menards Hardware Store is your one-stop shop for all your DIY needs. Visit us today, and let's build something amazing together. Are you in need of legal representation? Look no further than the law offices Robertson, Beasley, Shipley, and Robinson. As the oldest law firm in the River Valley, we have been serving our clients for over 100 years, with locations in Ozark, Fort Smith, and Springfield. Our experienced team of attorneys provide expert guidance and advocacy in a wide range of legal areas, including personal injury, family law, criminal defense, and more. Trust in our history and experience to the results you deserve. Contact the law offices of Robertson, Beasley, Shipley, and Robinson today at 479-782-8813. That's 479-782-8813. Are you looking for a place to grab a cold drink and some delicious food? Look no further than Arkansas Brewing Company. Located at 201 South 1st Street in beautiful downtown Ozark, our establishment offers a wide selection of craft beers and tasty eats. But what sets us apart is our welcoming atmosphere and friendly staff. At Arkansas Brewing Company, you'll always feel like part of the family. So visit Destiny and Christopher Brockett and staff today and see for yourself what makes us the go-to spot for locals and visitors alike. Arkansas Brewing Company, come for the drinks and stay for the friends. Searching for premium brewery products that will take your daily routine to the next level? Look no further than Sterling Soap Company. Our handmade soaps, aftershaves, and balms are made with only the finest ingredients that give you the ultimate grooming experience. With a variety of scents to choose from, there's something for everyone. Plus, our products are crafted in small batches to ensure the highest level of quality. So why wait? Visit www.sterlingsoap.com or visit our retail store at 16.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
West Walnut Street in Paris, Arkansas. Shop our collection and discover the difference for yourself. Upgrade your grooming routine with Sterling Soap Company.
And welcome back to the Hog Talk podcast. And before we get into the baseball series with Florida, just kind of, you know, kind of address, you know, the stuff, ongoing stuff with the women's basketball program and just how every day we're losing somebody to the portal. And Adam, I had asked you to have your calculator ready when we come back from the break, because you know this is a team as a whole that only averaged 69 points a game. So let's just call it 70, give them a half a point. Take 22 away from that, 22.1 points away from that. All right. Okay. Take 13.9 points away from that. Take 12 from that. Take 20.3 away from that. Take 3 away from that. And what do you got left?
Negative 1.3.
Well, that can't be right. Okay, let's try it again. All right, so you got 70 points, all right? Minus 70 minus 22. Minus 14. Minus 12. Minus 20.3. Minus 3.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
That's crazy. Negative. Well, all right.
I get where you're going with that. I mean, you've lost five or six of your leading, like your top five or six leading scores are gone.
Mm-hmm. You only have right now. This is just right now as we're talking right now. Carly Keats, Carly Johnson, Jenna Lawrence, Emery Ellis. That's your 1, 2, 3, 4, and Lindsay Lauren. But you do have Phoenix coming in and then the 6'4 kid that they just signed. So, I mean, you're thin, but you also lost one of your top assistants to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for so much talent that was on this team, and then we've even seen beef between. And now they're not on the team. Either one are on the team anymore. So we can kind of openly talk about that part of it. You know, Samara Spencer and Talia Scott apparently was having issues. And Talia opened up about the upperclassmen and, you know, and then, of course, Samara fired back and all this and that. And then Samara hits the portal. It's like, what's going on? Something is going on. And everybody, I mean, you know, Courtney Sims out there wanting to figure out what's going on. You know, she's going to try to find out, but it's like, I don't understand a program that was so promising that had everything. You had all these people there, talent, all the All-Americans that you had on your team, and you lose 50, 55 points off of your team. That's left. I mean, I guess in a sense, let me go back to that. I'll take Michaela Daniels off of that. So that's 12. You take 12 because she was a senior. But other than that, you got 22, 13, 10, 10, and then Sasha's 3. So, I mean, you're looking at 60-something, 50, 60 points that you've lost that you thought you were going to have next year. And it's not looking good. It's not going to bode well. I don't know where this program goes. I don't know how you can replace. I don't know what's in the portal. And again, players. Yeah.
I mean,
you got Izzy. I forgot about Izzy from Arkansas State. I forgot to add her. I mean, that's another scoring threat that she can give you 15, 20 if. But again, can she? This is SEC play. I mean, she's a baller. She's a shooter. So, I don't know. It's a program that I had a lot of promise for that you can't. You just got to sit back and you can't defend anymore. I defended it for a long time, but I had backing. I had facts. I had just Wade. I had look. Just give him a chance, and he's got all this talent. This is going to be a next year. Well, now you have hardly any talent that you had, and I'm talking about all Americans compared to what you have. There's no disrespect to anybody that's coming in or still on the roster, but you lose a person that was leading the SEC in scoring, who could have been the face of your program and really turned. She could have been a Chelsea Dungy. She could have been Amber Ramirez or Alexa Tolfrey on steroids. She could have been another Dungy. I don't understand especially with everything else that's going so good in the women's side of things, how this just slipped away. I don't know.
I don't either. I've been looking, you know, the past couple few years at the transfer outs, and you try to make sense of it. And I feel like now this mass exodus kind of shows whether it's a toxic player environment, whether it's whatever it has to do with the coaching. You know, the fact is, over the last two or three years, you've lost upwards of 8 to 10. Well, now with what's happened today, at least 10 of your key players year after year. And, you know, we questioned things in the past, like when we lost Markeisha. Then when Aaron Barnum, you know, we start questioning these things. I looked at it. I know last year, or the year, whenever it was, you know, Riley went home to Oklahoma State, but she was a fan favorite, team favorite. So you start seeing these key pieces going, you know, Jersey before the season this year. Now what's happened this offseason? You know, and it's just, there's no justifying it anymore. And I know that earlier in the week, I saw a lot of responses from people on, mainly on X, but other social media outlets, justifying it, or taking, you know, oh, the players he has coming in, like it's completely changing the system, completely changing the style, doing this, doing that. And why are we justifying it anymore? There's nothing to justify. You have hand over fist lost all of your key talent year in and year out. And I feel like now that this has happened, so there has to be a complete change. I look at it like this year, if he's going to save face, save anything with whatever team you put on the court, you're going to have to go to the NCAA tournament and win a game if you make it that far.
You have to. You have to. You had to this year. I mean, that was the – you've seen the team that he was putting together, and you've seen Talia, the promise. I mean, again, leading scorer. And this is not leading freshman scorer in the SEC. This was the leading scorer in the whole SEC. I mean, come on. Like, look, we had this talk about a month or two ago. I can't remember how long ago it was when this all first – I think it was right after the season. You know, been biggest supporter. I mean, the dude is he got me into this industry. He's what started me getting with Tyler out in South Carolina, and the run that Arkansas went on in the SEC Women's Tournament got me into this in 2018, 2019. You know, and at first, you know, you want to be that sounding board. You see what's coming with the, but you've seen it. I've seen the growth of every single one of these programs. At Arkansas, I've seen Dyfel and what her growth in the softball program. I've seen Coach Watson and what he's done with the volleyball program. Coach Harper, what he's done with the swim dive. You see the soccer program when they turned elite. You've seen all these other programs, golf. You've seen what they've been able to do. The tennis team. You've seen so much promise out of these teams, these programs, and gymnastics. Look what they've done this year. We've seen all these teams just grow and keep their stability. And it's just like, I hate it. It hits me personally because, you know, this is the one program that I wanted outside of softball. This is the one program that I wanted so much promise for. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to sit there and know what we've had. Look, Mark, you had somebody drafted, which, I mean, for that could have been just a whole – new change of scenery, got around a different program and blew up, you know, but it's hard to take those one-offs and not put it with everything else that's going on when you've seen the downfall of this program and just the lack of effort. And it's got to be control. That's the thing. You got to take control. If you want to turn this thing around, you got to take control of this program, and you got to be a little bit more.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
hard and make changes and stick to a plan, opposed to we're seeing these cancers, we're seeing these fighting, we're seeing people getting run off of teams and transfer somewhere else. You like you said, it needs a whole different face. And if I'm proven wrong and this thing's turned around, that's what I want to happen. But that's what's going to have to happen. Like you said, they're going to have to win in that game in the SEC, in the NCAA tournament, to really change. You've got so many people that don't believe in your program, but because of what they've seen, not just because you're a women's program anymore. They've seen what's happened with this program, and they're starting to pay attention to you. You can't hide in the background anymore as a women's program. They're seeing what is going on, and they're starting to ask a lot of questions.
And, I know we've talked before about, OU and Texas joining the SEC and what it means to the different sports. And so bigger than that, now we're seeing this massive influx of women's basketball in this country. So forget Texas and OU joining the SEC. We're seeing women's basketball exploding across the board. You cannot afford to be on the back burner of this.
No.
You cannot play catch up with what is going on in women's basketball. And we keep hearing all these, whether it's speculation, rumors, or changes or whatever, okay, so we've had the players come, we've had the players go, we've had the it didn't fit, or this player had issues here, or whatever. It was always something that was really, kind of player driven. We heard before this season that some of the style change, the defensive change, we're finally going to press, we're going to this, we're going to that. Okay, we've heard all the lip service now. You've got to show it on the court. So now we're talking about basically a complete overhaul. If it doesn't work out, it's time. It's past time. And for the fact that we're having to wait even longer for that change to happen is crazy, because when is when?
You can't use NIL as an excuse, because other programs are doing it without. I mean, and if you – but again, look you got to compare. You got to be even. If you're going to criticize the football program and be like, look, nobody's going to give to the football program if you're not winning. Nobody's going to give to your women's basketball program if you're not winning. But you look at what the softball program's doing with bats and jerseys, and they're doing their own merch. I mean, that's the thing. They're doing things to get their players paid. And the dealership down there in Benton that's done the with all the women's programs and giving them money, Everett, GMC, I think, is the See Her Greatness, they've done things. And so there's no excuses when it comes to that. It's just, you hear same excuses, but there's no resolution to the problem. Mm-hmm. So then that comes to that control. There just has to be control. There has to be a change in the core. If you can't fix what's on the inside, you're not going to fix the outside. And it don't matter what you do on the outside if it's not. So they got a tall task ahead of them. Hopefully, I hope they get it turned around. I hope, for the sake of just what I love about women's college athletics, is they become that program that we're proud of again. That's what I want. I think that's what you want. That's what everybody wants. That's what all the fans that are the ride or die fans of that program want. They want to see this team be successful.
100%. And that's one thing, it'd be a lot easier coming on the shows and whatnot to talk about the positives than, dwelling on the issues and what's happening. I know, there was times that we struggled after, basketball games, coming in wanting to talk about it. And here we are in the off season, just talking about the portal losses and what's next. And it's one of those things, especially because we're only in April, that there's a long road to before the basketball season. And there's going to be a lot of uncertainty for us as fans to know what's going on. Cause we know that whoever we get on campus, we've seen it in other sports, they're going to have the hype season in full effect with all the hype of the new. And I don't want that to take away from the players coming in. You want to be there to support them. It's just, it's one of those things that I don't blame the players in this. I kind of go after, I have to blame the coaching regime in this. And that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you lose, you know, one of your top recruiting assistants. I mean, somebody's been there from the beginning. You know, you see somebody, it was like, again, one of them ride or die coaches that has been there. And to go into another SEC program, I mean, that just tells you kind of, you know, again, that, and then players leaving after the fact, you know, and knowing that, and you wish none of these athletes, coaches, nothing but the best, but you still want the best for your program as well. You know, it's just what I don't want is, yes, if the job's not done and we're not meeting expectations, then yes, there needs to be change. But I want to see the program succeed. I don't want to see somebody to fail just to prove myself right. You know, I don't want to see somebody fail just because all that does is that hurts the program. It hurts the girls that are playing. And you want to see that program get back on the right track, whether it's with the current coach or with a new coach. But I don't want to see somebody fail just to say it.
Yeah.
That makes any sense at all.
But. Well, and it, you know, it's tough, especially watching, which I know you watch women's basketball more than I do, but, you know, watching it and seeing what's happened with Arkansas, where Arkansas's at. And I look at some of the other successful programs out there, and I love it for who I'm about to mention, but it stings a little bit seeing what Arkansas is going through. But I look at Baylor, and I look at one of their assistants who is also their top recruiter, Tari Cummings. You mean, she was on Arkansas staff previously, as I think director of recruiting assistant coach. She used to be the head coach at UA Fort Smith. I believe it may have been West Arkansas. I don't know if they had done that changeover yet. She's from Pocola, Oklahoma. And then you and I have talked about, you've got Tanda Mays up at Nebraska, I believe, you know, right here at Fort Smith on Coach Ricky Smith's multiple state championship teams at Fort Smith Northside. She's an assistant coach. She played at Tulsa. So you have these assistant coaches from this area that still love this area, and they're being successful elsewhere. And you'd love to be able to see that here. So, you know, it's all the applause for them and what they're doing and their jobs. You just, you know, you wish that would, you know, hey, come back home.
Well, and I seen another one. UAPB added a coach to their staff, Erica Leak. I don't know if you remember that name, probably don't ring a bell to you, but she was one of the coldest players I've ever seen play in the state of Arkansas. I mean, and this is going up there with Red Coleman, Tamika Kirsch, all the greats that have ever played in the state of Arkansas, playing at Palisade, you know, Erica Wright. It's just, you see her getting her chance now. Look at Joni coaching at Auburn. You know, I had somebody call me I hadn't talked to and on the phone in probably 10 years. What's going on up on Fayetteville, you know, but he was very close to Joni. Joni used to coach at UFIS. His daughter played for her. You know, you have these ties, and when those ride or dies are asking questions, you know, that's when it just turns your head when you're like, man, I hadn't talked to this person in forever and they're wanting to know what's going on. Somebody's who's watched girls basketball longer than I have, and they watch tape. They watch tape on all these people that are coming into Arkansas, and they're asking questions of what's going on. It kind of raises, you know, makes you perk ears, but we'll see how all that plays out, and hopefully things turn around. But, you know, it's just not looking good for that program right now. And a program that can't afford for things to not look good as of right now. So we're going to wrap things up with baseball talk. Series coming up with Florida. Florida is 21-19, 8-10 in SEC play, coming off a series loss to Vandy. They won game 3, 6-2, and then Stetson on Tuesday, 13-3 in 7 innings. But matchup against Arkansas, and Florida has a stud in Jack Caglione, top hitter on the team, and he's also sitting at 5-0 on the year pitching. Dual threat guy. I mean, one of those studs. When I think Dave Van Horn, even there's a clip of him saying that he was much bigger than what he thought when he seen him. But You know how this is going to go. Two programs that totally respect each other, and another big series for Arkansas. Let's see what Arkansas we're getting when it comes to the bats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, Dave Van Horn, I think today said that no matter what, or he did not this, I'm going to paraphrase, but, you know, whatever team Florida has, it doesn't matter the record. Florida is Florida. This is going to be a tough game no matter what. Obviously, there's some uncertainty with Mason Molina going down with his ankle injury, yes. And they don't think it's going to be much, but they want him 100% before they try to put him back out there. So, you know, we'll see Aiken Smith, and then I think Tigert will move to game two, and then game three will be the unknown at this point. But, you know, it's one of those things like we've talked about all year. You have the pitching depth, so we're going to need to see that this weekend. You know, who's going to step up in game three if Tigert has moved to game two? So it's one of those. This is a game or a series to really set yourself up for the back half of this SEC season.
Yeah, and another surprise, too. We were talking about why they're pitching their guy game two. Well, they're pitching Caglione game three. Hmm. So, I mean, that's another thing to look out for. We seen Molina getting taken out of the rotation. They're going to start with Pierce Coppola. I guess that's – I don't want to butcher his name, but, again, 0-2 with an 18 ERA. And Saturday started for Florida's to be announced, and then you're going with Jack game three. So you're starting to see a lot more of this pitching musical chairs with the other team and not showing who they're – it's almost like a depth chart for the football team. We're mm-hmm. not going to release the depth chart till Thursday or Friday. So we're starting to see that now. We'll see how this goes, but – very interesting to see that they're going with him game three. So kind of a tactic of see how that throws Arkansas mm-hmm. off, but it will also be very telling if this thing gets split between game one and two, mm-hmm. Florida has their ace game three.
I think that's what they're banking on. You know, you talked about the depth chart and whatnot. It reminds me of, you know, all the years of Bill Belichick and the injury report. I think Tom Brady was on every single injury report just because they wanted the other team to think or question, is he really hurt? So he would never give them the actual, you know, game plan and whatnot. But that's all I'm thinking is Florida's looking to split games one and two and then come in Sunday with their ace. Obviously, we hope that it doesn't work out for them. Just take the first two games and you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and they have other guys. Florida has some other guys. They're not, you know, announcing that game too. But you got Ryan Slater sitting at 3-1, Fisher Jamison sitting at 2-0 on the year. So I mean, that it's just a couple of guys that you can sit there and look at. Possibly are they going to bring in? But it's just, again, you're bringing in a guy game one with an 18 ERA, 0-2. And he's got two starts, two appearances, and 0-2 in both of those with three innings pitched. So, yes, he's pitched three innings total.
Okay.
And he has an 0-2 record, 15 batters, and they've hit 400 against him, and he's hit two batters. Four strikeouts. So, I mean,
if there's a day to get your bats back.
Wow. Yeah. Six. He's given up six earned runs, six runs on six hits in two starts. That's crazy.
What's crazy, though, is if he comes out and just, starts blanking people.
You know, I mean, nails. Yeah. It's like Wild Thing. He's either going to strike you out or you're going to sit there and hit bombs on him.
Yeah. He's going to take off somebody's head.
Well, Adam, that's going to do it for another episode of the Hog Talk podcast, unless you got something to wrap up on or something to touch on before we head out. Hopefully, by the time Monday rolls around, maybe we'll have a whole team of Arkansas Razorback basketball players. I mean,
I think
got a good start.
I think this weekend's going to be a busy weekend in that aspect. I think we'll see some more commits. We've got some more guys visiting Fayetteville this weekend. You know, we've got the series with Florida, like we were just talking about. So, you know, tonight, for what it is, you know, go watch the NFL draft.
Yes.
It started a little bit ago. You know, it's going to go on for the next few days. Let's see where Cam Little and the others land. And I think Cam Little will be the highest Razorback picked this year. So we'll see how it goes.
And also you have Arkansas softball at LSU this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So again, another huge series online. They're 32-12, sitting 11-7 in the conference, 17-7 at home. There's only a little bit. Look, I mean, talking about something that's flown by. This year has flown by, Adam. I mean, I can't believe it's already almost May.
It's going to be May.
Yeah, going to be May. You have one more series left against Ole Miss at Bogle Park. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have three more games at Bogle Park for the rest of the year. So, all three games, SEC Network Plus, 6 p.m. on Friday, 4 p.m. on Saturday, 1 p.m. on Sunday. Baseball schedule, we're looking at let me look it up real quick.
We're at 7 o'clock Friday on SEC Network, noon on Saturday on ESPN2, and 2 on Sunday on SEC Network Plus. Okay.
Awesome. So look, you know, we're coming down to the nitty-gritty. You know, you've got Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M left on the baseball schedule. You got one more. I mean, after the LSU series left, not much softball, baseball left to be played. This year's flying by already, but get out there and support the teams, watch them on TV, and come back to us on Monday, and we'll talk about it. But that will do it for this episode, brought to you by Sterling Stope Studios, Arkansas Brewing Company, Bet Online, and Believe. We'll catch you on Monday.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.